Carol, this morning's book, Elizabeth Costover, The Swan Thieves.
Yes. So it's an interesting sort of title, isn't it? People stealing swans.
Yeah, I don't know what you do with them.
It's actually a painting. This is an interesting book. Elizabeth Costover sort of shot to fame with her first novel a year or two back. It was called The Historian, and Dracula was in it, and it made her very famous. This is her second book. It's called The Swan Thieves, and it's about art and painting and the slash or attempted slashing of a painting in the National Gallery, in America, in the Met in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I need to say, first of all, that Elizabeth Costover is one of six authors who's actually coming to New Zealand. We have a summer season of international women writers that the Women's Bookshop is running. There are six authors coming between the end of February and the end of March, and we've got them all on in the same theatre, the Ray Friedman Theatre at Epsom Girls Grammar School, and they're all on at 8 o'clock at night, but they're all on a different night, because the night they're on happens to be the night they're in Auckland. And Elizabeth Costover will be speaking on Tuesday the 9th of March at 8 o'clock. So all that information's on the front of our website anyway.
Okay.
This is a fascinating book. I found it quite slow to start with, but it draws you in. This very famous painter is stopped by a guard in the National Gallery, the Met in New York, just before he slashes a painting. And it looks as though he's slashing a painting of Leda and the Swan, which was a painting of this famous story of Zeus coming to Leda and raping Leda as a swan.
Wow.
And that's a famous Greek myth, and there have been a lot of paintings of that. And this painter then becomes, he's committed to an asylum, and he becomes the patient of a psychiatrist called Dr. Andrew Marlowe. And the story really is Andrew Marlowe's story of dealing with this painter, but it's completely involved with art, particularly the Impressionists. So anybody who is interested in art will love this, because there's a double story going on. There are letters between a woman Impressionist painter and a man at the time, a male painter at the time, and their relationship. And it's absolutely fascinating. And the link back from the Impressionists to the painting of the present time is absolutely fascinating. And this mystery of why this very, very famous painter would actually draw a knife and try and slash a painting in the National Gallery is finally unraveled. But you don't find out till the very end what's going on. So it's intriguing, really intriguing. Quite slow to start with, but it just draws you in and draws you in until you have to find out what on earth was going on. Interesting from a therapy point of view as well, because this guy, the painter, just stays completely silent and will not speak, will not tell anyone anything. And it's how to break that silence is a real challenge for the doctor. So, yes, very intriguing. The Swan Thieves by Elizabeth Costover.